How have you not seen this?
Welcome back to How Have You Not Seen This. As always, it's me, your host, Dustin Meadows. Today, I am joined by three of the four members from a local band from Columbus called Survivalist. I'm here with Zach Holloway.
Hey.
William Ong.
Hiya.
And Ryan Douglas.
What up?
And we just watched Dog Soldiers, which is a werewolf action movie, the directorial debut of Neil Marshall, who's known for directing The Descent, which is an amazing horror film, as well as Centurion, Doomsday, and even a couple episodes of Game of Thrones, specifically the Blackwater episode and the Watchers on the Wall episode, which are two of my favorite episodes.
Really?
Yeah, and the dude knocks it out of the fucking park. So, knowing that, Zach, how have you not seen this?
I haven't heard of it, and it's really not like the genre I tend to go for, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Will, same question?
Pretty much same answer. I like horror, you know, flicks and werewolves and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, this one hasn't hit my movie repertoire yet.
Alright.
I have not heard about it in any way. It has wolves in it, so, I mean, I'm surprised we haven't heard of it. That's cool that it has the guy from Game of Thrones in it, and
Liam Cunningham.
Two episode, which is awesome. Just found out, so I don't know why I haven't heard of this shit.
Cool. All right. Well, now that you have, what do you guys think?
I liked it actually.
I liked it.
It
was goofy on some ends.
Yeah.
But
probably helped going into it thinking I was gonna hate it.
Okay.
All right. I didn't go into it thinking I was gonna hate it. I just had a feeling it was gonna be like really ridiculous. So,
yeah,
like really cheesy, you know, and it had some cheesy moments.
Oh, absolutely.
But it also had some like pretty gnarly.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like that. I had that whole scene with that dude's guts, like,
oh yeah,
just
yeah,
getting ripped, and like he's like freaking walking with his
hands,
just
pushing
his
hands
back
in.
It was so gnarly.
It was worse to me when the sword's like going in his mouth. Like,
implied
like danger is like,
yeah,
or like gruesomeness.
You're like the
yeah,
teeth grinding.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. And since they're soldiers, I mean, they were useful with item that they had. Making a blowtorch while he was on the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, MacGyvering it in a horror film. So
the fist fight with the werewolf was pretty
yeah.
Oh yeah, that was pretty dumb.
Yeah. So ridiculous.
Alright, some of the things I had us do this movie. I mentioned this outside. This is my third favorite werewolf movie of all time, right after American Werewolf in London and The Howling. And I love it for a number of reasons, partly because it's equal parts action, which is a genre that I fucking absolutely love. And horror movies, and also because it uses practical effects as compared to like CGI,
the
underworld movies do.
Right.
And there are parts where the werewolves, like, they're stretching a little bit, but it's also, you know, werewolves.
Right. Yeah.
But they look practical. Like, they look
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There really wasn't any like CGI going on, which that's the stuff that I love. Like, just pure like makeup and costume.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
prosthetics is
I
always
like
the
CG,
way to go.
But
I like it when it's
sci-fi. So.
I like it when it's done well, but when it's done with stuff like this, typically
yeah,
it just like
it's
I
a small budget. So.
Yeah, like
yeah,
I don't think anything has been done CGI wise, with like the exception of the Frighteners and like Jurassic Park. Like since then, I don't think anything's come close to it.
Yeah.
The Lord of the Rings, kind of, but then Peter Jackson did the Hobbit movies. And the CGI in those movies looks like dog shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least the first one. I watched the first one, like, the 48 FPS or whatever.
Yeah.
And it looks so bad.
I saw the first one in theaters and
yeah,
was not impressed.
No,
it's
awful.
It just looked like they were really lazy.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know, they just wanted to, like, pump it out as fast as possible.
Yeah.
You know, and
like
yeah, it looked like a Doctor Who episode to me. Like, it looked
yeah,
very cheaply done.
Right.
Tongue-in-cheek or something.
What's that?
Like, tongue-in-cheek.
No, just like just
the,
didn't look good
visually.
Oh, like
they just didn't take their time.
Yeah, like there's a scene where one like Radagast the Brown, one of the wizards, has like a rabbit sled race away from orcs, and it looks so bad.
Yeah,
like there's no like there's just no continuity with, like...
We're talking, like, Xbox One.
Physical stuff. Yeah, it's bad. It's terrible. So I always get excited.
Race away from orcs.
Yeah. It's so fucking stupid. It's so dumb.
It's pretty bad.
But, so that's why I love seeing practical effects in a movie like this. And that's a huge part of why I like it.
It gives me that 80s feel, too.
Yeah.
Straight to the point.
Yeah.
With the guts, like, hanging out. It's like, bam.
You know, I knew there was going to be cheesiness to it, but the whole that whole end thing with the blade.
Oh, with the letter opener?
Oh, God. Yeah, with the letter opener. Like,
they pinpoint it. It's like, oh, it's made of sterling silver. Why would this woman mention that in the very beginning of the
right,
movie?
Exactly.
It's not going to come back.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, why the fuck... Okay, in the beginning of that movie, why the hell would the guy... They're both staring there. They see the tents being unzipped. Why would your first instinct be just to grab the freaking knife? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so are you just going to wait and see? Like,
maybe it's a friend playing a joke on us.
No, we didn't fight.
Like, they just fucking followed you. And they're like, come on. It's so silly.
You don't have those clinger type friends?
Oh, that's true. I have a couple.
They
of
can
those.
Find you on Facebook.
Yeah.
At point where you are.
Find you anyway.
It's like, oh, looks like somebody four squared in the Scottish Highlands.
Right.
Better go pay them a visit. Oh, that says they checked in at the moors 2 hours ago.
Forgot their code.
Yeah. It's also like, it's weird that they didn't have any kinds of weapons at all. Because, like, I don't know a lot about, like, the native animal life, but I feel like there have to be at least regular wolves, probably, in the Scottish Highlands or something similar.
Yeah.
Coyotes.
Oh, yeah.
Something that, like, you're clearly encroaching on native territory, so maybe even a flare gun to, like, startle something.
Something.
Those people that live in the middle of the woods by themselves probably own a gun.
Yeah.
Just the type of person. Right. Just a knife, like a big Bowie knife or whatever, Bowie knife.
Rifle.
Yeah, something, rifle. Anything. Any manner of weapons. There's like, let's go camping in the woods and just not take anything.
Right. Like, protective.
One of the other things, Ryan mentioned, Liam Cunningham, who plays Davos Seaforth in Game of Thrones, great in this movie. This was my first introduction to him. It was great, like, years later to see that connection kind of come back with Neil Marshall doing Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Especially an episode of Game of Thrones, it's very heavy with Liam Cunningham, with Davos. Like, the actors in this are really great, but most of them, with the exception of Liam Cunningham, probably aren't known outside of British productions.
Right.
Like, Sean Pertwee, who played the Sarge.
Yeah, I recognize him.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of stuff, but it's usually in those minor support kind of roles.
Right.
But it's a great ensemble cast, though.
Yeah, I agree with you that the acting was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
For, like, you know, I guess, would that be considered, like, a B-flick?
This is definitely, like, kind of a cult kind of film. Absolutely.
Because I don't know, I mean, when it was released, where it's released, maybe it could have been a blockbuster.
2002 is when it came out. And I don't think it actually got a theatrical release, or if it did, it got a limited one. I was reading it was released as a sci-fi film, I think. Before they changed the spelling and before we started getting, like, two-headed shark attack, like, and sharktopus and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, when they were still trying to make an effort.
Yeah.
And I think when you stack this movie against those, like, it's easily way above the competition.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was definitely silly, but it wasn't that stupid.
There was definitely
a few occasions where I was like, why are they doing that? But then they were just, like, setting something up in a few minutes. And that makes good sense.
Yeah, the Underworld movies are so much dumber than these. And those get, like, a major Hollywood budget.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I want those movies to be good. Because I like the idea of, like, vampires and werewolves have been waging war. That's a fucking amazing concept. That's a really great concept that actually White Wolf, who puts out Vampire the Masquerade and the Werewolf tabletop playing games, actually sued them because they're like, you're just ripping off our game and making a movie out of it.
Right, yeah.
So, like, I think they settled out a quarter or something like that. But, yeah, it's a great concept, and it's just been, like, trimmed down. Like, you get it with Underworld, and you're like, oh, well, this is kind of stupid. It's all flash and no bang.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, no, it's a Twilight.
I wonder
if they may have adapted. For me, I was mentioning this outside. Like, I feel like bits and parts of it are stolen from, like, certain horror flicks, you know, like, you got the whole, like, troop infiltry, you know, being surrounded by something weird,
yeah.
So that's, like, an aliens thing, mm-hmm. And then you have, like, What was the other one I was mentioning?
You mentioned, like, Evil Dead, like, the
idea. Evil Dead, yeah, because they were stuck in, like, this house, you know, and there's, like, all this shit, except, you know, it's the evil spirits, it's werewolves.
Yeah.
And then you got the whole part where they're, like, pretty much breaking through walls and ceilings and shit, you know, for, like, people under the stairs, like, that
yeah.
whole thing. I just kind of wonder if they actually adapted some of those ideas.
I think it's very clearly
yeah.
paying tribute to those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely...
Most
and even
those.
Yeah, and even two to an extent, like, it borrows elements from, like, the Predator movies.
Oh, yeah,
especially
yeah.
the first one, where it's, like Special Forces team or whatever fighting
mm-hmm.
something
yeah.
that they clearly weren't prepared
yeah.
for,
yeah.
but somebody knew was out there and didn't give them the heads up because they're expendable.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely does that. And even, to an extent, borrows from a movie called Zulu from the 70s. It had Michael Caine in it.
That
where,
was on your list, isn't it?
Huh?
That was on your list, wasn't it?
Zulu? Yeah. I think so. Yeah. And Zulu is really good, because like, it's based on historical events. It's like the British forces like occupying villages in Africa
mm-hmm.
and going to war against the natives. And the entire movie takes place in like 12 hours, and it's about a siege at like their last outpost because they're withdrawing, but for whatever reason, they've been left to their own devices.
That sounds like a sweet movie.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's very interesting movie. It's very claustrophobic, like that same thing where it all happens within this outpost, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, I got a movie, this is a little off topic, but I got a movie maybe you should add to your list,
mm-hmm.
or you should actually see.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've seen it. It's a Korean zombie flick.
Okay.
It's called Bio Zombies.
I have not.
You never heard of that?
Uh-uh.
Did we watch that? Yeah, we did at the last year for the
pre-Titan Fest
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty really out the light bar.
Nice, yeah.
It's
yeah.
all
well,
in Cantonese, so it's a lot of
yeah.
reading. But.
Yeah, that's I can handle subtitles.
Yeah,
fucking Kurosawa movies are some of my favorite things. I'm totally fine with subtitles,
oh, yeah. dude. It's great, and that was my phone.
So I also like saw a comparison with this story I just read. This is the first H.P. Lovecraft story I read.
Okay,
it was called like. The sound from out of space or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And like something lands on Earth and makes this valley all something's going on and these people end up getting like trapped in a house.
Oh, nice.
And like that weird stuff. It was a short story. It was really good.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of overlap, especially like from horror and science fiction.
Yeah.
Into stuff like this. But yeah, that's if you're gonna take inspiration from anywhere, Lovecraft's not a bad place to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I gotta read more now.
Yeah, Lovecraft's some good shit.
Definitely.
Have you seen Reanimator?
I don't think so.
Reanimator's a great movie. It's got Jeffrey Combs. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's kind of splattercore. It's kind of campy, but it's also really fucking good.
Nice.
And then there's a John Carpenter movie called In the Mouth of Madness that basically revolves around an author who's clearly modeled after H.P. Lovecraft. But yeah, definitely both worth checking out.
Okay. Reanimator and...
And at the Mouth of Madness. Or In the Mouth of Madness. Oh, wow. It's got a Sam Neill free Jurassic Park.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Dr. Grant gets into some shit. So coming back to this. I also like there were elements of it that things that I hadn't caught before. And one of them was I always thought that the girl who picks him up in the woods, Megan, I thought that she got turned because she cut her hand on the window where the rod come through. And like, and I've seen that speech. Like, I've seen this movie 5 times, probably. And every time, I was like, no, she turned. I was like, no, she's just been suppressing it.
Yeah.
So it was silly. Like, that's one of the things that frustrates me. Like, that twist is like, why bother blowing up the barn at all?
Right.
Like, that seemed very extraneous.
Right. Well, it was just kind of, I guess it was kind of like she was just toying with him. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
they were just playing with him because they had all night to do it.
Yeah,
you know,
that makes
eat
sense.
Them all and kill them, so.
Have fun with
at
that.
At one point, she was just, like, tired and maybe wanted to fucking
yeah,
eat
yeah,
them
go,
or whatever.
Go blow
know?
Up the barn or whatever.
But I definitely thought that was, when I saw that part and that little twist of just, I had a feeling that she was going to be that. When you
yeah.
see her cut her hand, they focus on that. You're kind of like,
yeah,
she looked at
obviously
the barn
she's like,
yeah.
It's
well,
that
one point, like she makes eye contact with one of the wolves
yeah.
out there, like, and
right.
then linger on that
barn.
For a second,
right?
All
so
of
like
talking,
yeah. But I mean, the whole twist thing was just kind of out of left field, like,
yeah.
Why? Okay, like you know, if
Yeah, I also I like the shoot the dog motif that came back from the beginning because I'd never caught that before.
Yeah, that was a good
bit. Where it was like, oh, Ryan's the dog now. I can do what it takes now.
Yeah, because up until that, I was wondering what that was even in the movie for.
Like
to be at the very beginning, off topic, seemingly.
Yeah, I think it was primarily there to establish the connection between Cooper and Ryan. Yeah. And then we get that payoff with it at the end. Because Cooper and the Border Collie are the only survivors.
Mm-hmm. True.
We said this earlier, the movie just kind of jumps into it. I feel like a lot of movies, we'd see, a big, training montage.
Yeah,
too much
story set up.
This movie is an hour and a half-ish. Tight, too. Yeah, yeah.
There was no, two slow parts.
Yeah. And a lot of movies are we have to be 2 hours long. And I was like, look, man, just because a fucking Batman movie did, it doesn't mean you have 9.5 hours long. It's all right.
I actually watched Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 today, and it was, 2 hours and 12 minutes. I'm like,
The
newer
one. The newest one.
I still haven't seen this.
I actually like the new one a lot. There's a couple of silly things with it, but I do like Amazing Spider-Man 2.
It's supposed to be a little darker.
I liked it.
Way better than, not to get off topic again, but I thought it was way better than the original Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, 2 is the only one from the batch of the Tobey Maguire movies that I really, really like.
2.
And it's mainly just because, everybody fucking knows where Spider-Man came from. Everybody knows where Batman came from. Everybody knows where Superman came from. We don't fucking need an hour. Oh, he got bit by a spider and his uncle died because he didn't get paid for wrestling somebody? All right, we know where Spider-Man came from. We know how this shakes out.
The only thing I remember about that one is the meme where he's tearing up.
Yeah. Classic Spider-Man. The action sequences in this movie, too, they're very practical. They're never over the top. They're not Schwarzenegger in Commando or something.
Right, Rambo 3.
It's much more like Rambo First Blood. The one that's actually a legitimate story and everything.
Right.
And it's so fucking funny too. There are moments that are clearly played for comedy. Right. And they work. And I feel like a lot of movies that try that, especially in this vein, usually swing and miss big time. But I think Neil Marshall hits all his marks when he's trying to do it.
They played to silly and seriousness.
Yeah, yeah.
But successfully on both ends. The way when he pulls the car up and the werewolf throws the head at the
car,
he reverses and it falls into the center of the donut.
Yeah.
The spare tire.
Yeah.
Who thought that one up?
Yeah, or when they open the back of the car and just gallons of intense. Yeah.
That's pureed.
Yeah. It's the people who did the blood effects had to have had so much fun setting up that idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the funniest part for me was when the dude was just fisticuffing with the werewolf.
Yeah,
it was so good. Especially
everything
off the wall. He was shaking him in the chest, and he just comes up what?
Yeah, he shakes him so hard.
That guy's actually one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, Spoon is fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah. It is pretty good.
Is that not exactly the same line from The Matrix? There is no Spoon.
There is no Spoon, it absolutely is. Oh, poor Spoon.
That's a
Spoon made sure that Sarge got his watch back.
He was just sitting on top of the pile of
meat
guts.
I feel like the werewolf would have ate it, but no, we'll let it go.
He's picking out of his teeth. Metal and leather.
I just think it's ridiculous. All the bone is gone. The only thing that's left is fucking
there's just entrails and blood.
Yeah, you know,
maybe werewolves' teeth are capable of chewing up bone.
I guess, man.
But I mean, that's bad news, man. That's why you can't give, fucking dogs chicken bones. It'll fuck them up.
Right,
yeah. But maybe they wanted to fuck those werewolves up. And this Spoon has that great line, too, right before he gets killed. I hope I give you the shit. That's about as hard as you can go out when a werewolf's about to fucking kill you.
Yeah. And then spitting your gum on it.
Yeah, man. Oh, and then he calls him a fucking... I hope you shit on me. I give you the shits. You fucking win.
Yeah.
call the werewolf a pussy before he kills you. Good on you, buddy.
Definitely a good way to go out.
Oh, man.
R.I.P. Spoon.
I'm trying to think of some of the other fucking points I wanted to hit on. Oh, I love the tags during the credits with the Polaroids.
Oh, yeah.
Like mid-fight scene.
Yeah. Which is great, though, because like they match up to every point where they used the camera against the werewolves.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I thought it was actually very, what's like the word for continuity? Like, continuous?
Consistent,
like,
I guess.
Yeah, I guess it was very consistent, like, from scene to scene. There were a couple scenes later after the vomit on his head, it was still on the ground.
Yeah.
And then they, like, fell through the ceiling with those bones, and they still kept the skull from the wardrobe that came through.
Through
the next scenes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were fucking on point with that.
I
also love the tabloid thing at the end. The werewolves ate my platoon, which I almost wish this movie had been called that.
No,
right? Because Dog Soldiers is just as silly of a title.
Yeah, no,
absolutely.
And then they have the score of the football.
Yeah.
Which poor Joe didn't get to see.
I know. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Joe.
Was it England and Germany yet?
Yeah.
Which is kind of ironic, because didn't Germany just win?
Yeah, they just won.
Oh, the World Cup.
Yeah. One of the things that I wish we could have seen was the werewolves killing the cow. And then just throwing
it
down at them.
Yeah,
I love that scene, like, and that's such a great way to, like, fuck with people.
And I wasn't expecting that.
Because
it was like, the sergeant just told, like, you know, this
horrifying
story, you know.
That John Rambo monologue.
Right, yeah, exactly. And then, you know, the guy's trying to lighten the mood by telling a joke. He barely gets, like, a quarter way through.
Bam! Butchered cow.
Yeah, just...
And then the one guy, like, reacts like any of us would and just starts
firing
his gun,
off.
Forgetting he has blanks.
The yellow thing on the top. Up until then, I practically forgot there was a monster in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was back into, like, war
movie.
Like,
oh, it's just a training exercise.
Yeah.
What's going to go wrong? It's going to be Red Dawn in Scotland? What's happening? I think I like that we don't see the werewolves for a good while, too. Like, they definitely take their time. And by the time we actually, like, see one of them, 3-4 people have been killed or attacked by them.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. Like, they stick with kind of the Jaws idea of, like, not showing you, but they're also like, we can't do this the whole movie. We can't do this the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, the grid, you know, the thing I liked about the werewolves is that they were exceedingly tall.
Yeah.
Lanky, you know? Like, it was pretty awesome.
They reminded me of, like, the Egyptian, like,
Anubis?
Very tall.
Yeah.
It was like a human body. But like straight wolf head.
It was almost like
it didn't quite fit, but I liked it.
It's kind of like an alien body, you know?
Like tall,
like
and
a gray
skinny but muscular
body with like a huge freaking wolf head.
And the one character from Pan's Labyrinth.
The
was just really tall and like, it's like a wolfish animal thing.
Yeah.
Well, not that thing, but that thing was sweet.
There's so much that I fucking love going on in this movie. I'm definitely glad you guys liked it.
I'd
recommend it.
Sure. Is there anything else you guys wanted to hit on before we wrap it up?
How was the pizza?
Pizza was delicious. Pizza brought to us courtesy of Will from Yellow Brick. Yellow Brick Pizza? Yellow Brick Tavern.
Pizza.
Okay, Yellow Brick Pizza.
Yeah, Old Town East.
Fucking solid. Go there.
Shout out to Garms.
Yeah. Mexican Coke came from there too, right?
Yep.
They say Mexican Coke is other places, but you might as well get it from there if you're getting a pizza.
Yeah.
So cool. What we'll do to wrap up is we'll go around. I started doing this on the episodes lately. Just have everybody talk about their favorite scene. Tell us what it was.
Cool.
So, we'll start with you because
I'll
just let you talk about it for a minute because we know what your favorite scene is.
Oh, okay. What do you think it was today? Hold on.
Huh?
The one you've been talking about.
Yeah, the one that you've literally said twice. My favorite part was when you boxed the werewolf.
Yeah, well, there was that. No, there was that. But I think, I have two favorite parts.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, one is definitely the boxing of the werewolf because it's hilarious. And it was awesome, like, watching him shank a wolf and
yeah,
just
yeah.
pops up like, what, you know, like, killing him. The other part was when the fucking sergeant got his fucking gut sliced open.
Yeah.
And just, like, you're just seeing him trying to, like, run
pack
away with his fucking guts hanging out. Also fucking trying to take out some werewolves at the same time.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I thought those guts just exceedingly
and returning suppressing
like,
fire.
Yeah, like, two of my favorite scenes, for sure.
Nice. Ryan?
I'm going to say when the dog came into the picture.
Oh, hell yeah.
And did the handshake.
At the beginning?
Because
you know he's going to come back and save the day.
And then my
the
second one has to be
the
guts. When it happened, yeah.
Nice.
And they're, like, fighting, like, shooting them off, and they get together. Solid.
Yeah, that cover formation.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, dude. It was on point.
Hell yeah.
Football formation.
I do got to say, like, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine, dude. Go ahead, man.
When the dude's running, like, his gun's jammed and he can't fucking fire him, he's running from the werewolf.
Yeah, yeah.
And he fucking basically kills himself.
Yeah.
Running through
if you run fast enough to impale yourself on a stick.
I guess.
I mean,
if he was really
weren't
paying
attention.
Though.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention. And it was pretty, like, wild.
His mind was like, yo, where's that werewolf?
Yeah,
not,
right.
Is there a branch in front of me? He's going to fucking kill my ass.
That's the last thing on his mind.
I didn't expect it. I thought,
definitely.
Like, just
well, I saw him stop and, like, spit up blood. I was like, fuck, man, did a werewolf, like, just punch through his heart? What happened?
Yeah,
right
to the back.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Cool. All right, Zach, what was yours?
Well, probably when the werewolf played basketball with the dude's head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tired. But I think that, as like with all the other parts where they just like keep coming with the plans and then they all fail.
Yeah.
Like they almost do it, but like, why was he waiting for them to come out into the van? Like they should have timed that. Like,
yeah, and jumped in.
Yeah, they just should have had a prep waiting by
the
door.
Like,
no,
he's like, I'm gonna wait here.
Yep.
Just to play some one on one with a werewolf.
Yep. I think for me, the first shootout in the house is really good.
Yeah.
The one that ends with the dude standing by the window like an idiot.
Fucking right, yeah.
It's like, dogs, man, more like pussies. And that shutter drops is like, nah, he's done, man. Bam! Werewolf pulls him right out the fucking window.
Well, the blinds fall first.
Yeah. I like that, dude. Like, the blinds drop and he cuts back. You're like, nah, he might be okay. And then that werewolf's like, yo, fuck these blinds.
They set that up a few times, too. But, like, that, it was probably the third or fourth time.
Like, and you see him, like, pass by a window and shit.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So they definitely tease it before they pay off. The other is when they're doing like their makeshift surgery on the Sarge, and he shit-houses like, is it my birthday? Is it your birthday? Knock me out, you fucking pussy. And the Sarge is just completely shit-hammered on. And the bottle just says, too, it just says Scottish whiskey.
Right.
Like, there's like a font, but like, there's no label, like, no brand on it. It just says Scottish whiskey. Yeah. We're just like, alright, Scottish whiskey.
It's still domestic,
like,
right?
Do the werewolves have a still in the basement? Like, where the hell is it coming from? Cool, man. I think we're going to wrap everything up there. Thank you guys so much, Zach, Will, Ryan,
thanks
for coming on the
thank
podcast.
You,
awesome.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Join us next time on the podcast as I take Laura Sanders and Lisa Berry through Die Hard 2, beginning our run through Die Hards 2 through 4. All month, we will be releasing 3 episodes a week to tie into Struck a Nerve, the running away from explosions and never running out of ammo edition. It's going to be all about action movies. So all action movies, all month, 3 episodes a week throughout all of August. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and we'll catch you next time.